which is Seduction of the Saints, and this, your gift of $30 or more, only one $4 postage and handling. Call us 1-800-SAVE-USA. Get the books on our website, saveus.org, and become a partner. Send your gifts by faith to Save America Ministries, PO Box 70879, Richmond, Virginia, 23255.
You've been listening to Viewpoint with Chuck Grismire. Viewpoint is supported by the faithful gifts of our
This is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you, the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They're my views. And, well, for the next 30 minutes, we're going to have with us Rick from Rick's Satellite, and we're going to be talking about satellite radio, which is something that most people don't even think about. A lot of people have their television set hooked up to a dish, but there are other satellites up there, and certainly there's a satellite where we're on 9 hours a day, and certainly Joyce Riley's with us, and certainly Pastor Chris Meyer and Butch Paul, but we do 9 hours a day up in that satellite, and Rick helps people get these installed in their homes. Hi, Rick, how are you doing?
Well, hello, Dr. Stan, and thank you so much for allowing me to be on Radio Liberty with you tonight. I'm doing great.
Well, why don't you tell us a little bit about satellite radio, why it's important, how one would go about getting a dish, and Sydney, how you would hook it up in your house, and what are the advantages of having a satellite radio system? Now, the dish radio, a lot of people have, they get the conventional things, but if they really want to get alternative radio, they want to get the truth, you're not going to get it from the mainline networks. And that's why we have alternative radio. And well, why don't you tell people a little bit about the satellite systems, how they work, and why they're so important?
Well, Stan, what it is, it's a satellite dish that measures about 30 by 33 inches in diameter. It has to be mounted outside, and it aims to the south. This particular satellite is known as Galaxy 19, is the name of it. It's located at 97 degrees west longitude. For me, where I'm at in Missouri, it's pretty much my dish is aimed at due south, and the signal is coming down from this satellite over the equator at about a 45-degree angle. So when I mount the dish outside, I have to put it in a location to where at that direction and that angle, I have a totally clear view of the sky, and I can't have any obstructions between the satellite I'm aimed at and the satellite dish. And the neat thing about this system is once you own it, there's no monthly fee, and it's a very competitive price. It's not expensive. And the stations we can get on this system, it's important because we can get in the neighborhood of 10 of the Patriot-style talk radio shows, which, of course, the most important one would be Radio Liberty. And, of course, we can catch you live, and we can also get replays of your shows. And, of course, shortwave is critical and important. And the AM and FM radio stations that pick you up and put you over the air, they're critical, all those people that can pick you up and hear you that way. But we know that sometimes it's hard to listen on shortwave, and sometimes the reception can be sporadic at some times, with static making it hard to hear. With the satellite system, you get crystal clear digital audio. The reception just works really, really well. On this particular satellite, there are actually over 170 television stations you can pick up for free, no monthly fee, as well as over 70 radio shows.
Now, isn't Alex up there? Is Alex Jones there as well?
Absolutely. Joyce Riley in the Power Hour, Alex Jones, Dr. Deagle, Derry Brownfield, and Pastor Butch, one of my favorites, that old hillbilly. We love listening to Pastor Butch. And of course, you and your shows and the repeats. So if I can't listen to you live, I can always turn it on and get a replay of your favorite hours.
And, Chris, really the beauty of this system is that you do get crystal clear reception. It's not like shortwave, which sometimes is good, sometimes bad, sometimes spotty, and, you know, then, of course, sometimes it can be crystal clear, too. It really depends. But certainly this is a good alternative, and the more we have getting the information out, the better it is. We'll be back in just a moment with Rick. Well, Rick, certainly is the satellite market increasing? In other words, are more and more people turning to satellite radio?
Well, there's a lot of folks on that definitely use the satellite system to pick up not only the radio but some of the TV stations that are on there. With the recent conversion to digital for the TV signals, a lot of folks that are off the grid or out in the country suddenly have no access to even their local news for weather and such. And this system gives them access to your show, the other important Patriot Talk radio shows, and some good, clean, Christian and religious television programming. While there's over 175 TV stations, a lot of those stations, probably around 150 of them, are foreign from all around the world. So there's been a lot of foreigners in the U.S. that have this type of system to receive programming from the countries they're from. But of those 25 English-speaking TV stations, three of them are good to listen to or watch. They're world news, and they're not controlled by our national media. They're coming out of other parts of the world, and one's Al Jazeera English, Russia Today, and Press TV. So when Dr. Stan's not on the air, folks, we could actually switch over to the TV side and listen to the world news from some of these other countries. And, of course, they have their own agenda as well, but I like being able to listen to multiple sources and use my common sense to help me make up my mind as to what's right. Because I'm not buying what our national media is selling us anymore.
Well, I think that's very, very wise. Al Jazeera, of course, is supposedly the terrorist training station, but certainly I think they probably have a lot of very interesting information. In fact, I've heard that it was really set up by British intelligence. In fact, so much of this whole terrorist movement is simply a front for the intelligence agency, creating the best enemy that American and British tax money can buy. How is Al Jazeera? Is that a television network? Is that a radio network?
That is a television network, 24-hour, 7-day-a-week network.
Now, is it actually coming in English? Is it coming in Arabic or what? Or does it both?
It's actually in English. It's an Al Jazeera English station, whereas, of course, they'd have their Al Jazeera Arabic channels as well. But this particular station is entirely in English, as well as Russia Today, which is another 24-hour-a-day news station, and Press TV, another news station out of Iran.
Oh, so basically these are foreign stations in English, so you're getting an entirely different slant on what the news actually is then on television.
Absolutely.
All right, fine. Well, now, do people hook this up to their television set? Do they pick it up to a speaker? How do they get the sound on it?
That's a good question, Stan, and that's what a lot of the potential new...
Hold that thought. We'll be right back. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and if you're out there in the listening audience, you have any question for Rick, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And certainly, we are always concerned about, you know, maybe the government's going to come down and limit Internet radio. Basically, anybody wonder what Internet is, you know, there's this worldwide net, it's just this nebulous structure up there and all this information that we get on the Internet. Ladies and gentlemen, the NSA controls it, the National Security Agency. This is operated by our government. The Internet is controlled by the government, but they're not going to tell you that. They, of course, listen to everything that we say on the Internet. They listen to our radio programs. They record them, I'm sure, and they listen to everything that you say. They actually monitor every telephone call, every email, every fax, and the Internet is simply an NSA operation. But They're not going to tell the American people that. You're supposed to believe this nebulous structure out there. Well, they can turn it on and they can turn it off tomorrow. And this is why we are looking for alternatives. And we want people to be able, if anything should happen to the Internet, that we would have other alternatives. And that alternative is satellite radio. Now, Rick was basically saying that there are three news channels up there. One of them comes from Russia. One of them comes from Iran. One of them comes from Al Jazeera. That's supposedly the terrorist network. But basically, all in my information is that an MI6, in other words, a British intelligence operation, and they're pretending to be representing the Iranians, but pardon me, the Islamists. But you must understand, you need all of the information there, and then, of course, you can pretty well hope that you may be able to figure out what's going on. Everything is being done today to confuse the American people. You're not going to get the truth off of ABC, CBS, or NBC. And so basically, there are three news stations up there broadcasting television 24 hours a day from outside the United States. And then how many Christian television networks can you pull down with this network?
We have about 20 other religious and Christian television channels, and we've got a good mix that carries a good variety of clean programming, a lot of good quartet singing, a lot of Christian music, a lot of good spiritual preaching. We have television stations like Daystar, Trinity, God's Learning Channel, The Word Network, The Miracle Network, The Church Channel is another one, the Truth Channel, Amazing Discovery and Amazing Facts. Those are two channels actually from the 3ABN network, the Seventh-day Adventist network, but they have a nice variety of programming that teaches about all sorts of different things, whether it's genetically engineering tuna so they can make them bigger and grow them faster and things like that. Just a lot of good, clean programming. Some of the Christian shows have a lot of good, clean children's programming. And there's one station called River Broadcasting, and they play a lot of the old black and white movies from the 30s and 40s with John Wayne and Mickey Rooney, Spanky and Our Gang, and they even play old episodes of Bonanza. So we've got a nice variety of clean television programming that you could turn to when your favorite talk radio show wasn't on.
And, of course, there is no charge. Once you get the satellite, well, there's no charge for tuning into the satellite, is there?
That's right. No monthly fee. Once you buy it, and it's not an expensive system, once you buy it, you own it, and no monthly fee. And you don't have to hook a phone line up to it or anything, so there's not going to be an easy way for anybody to monitor what you're listening or watching.
All right. Would you like to get your telephone number out there and your website if you have one?
Absolutely. My telephone number, listeners, would be area code 816-228-1801. And for those listening on shortwave with a bad reception right now, I'm going to repeat it, 816-228-1801. My website's a little different, but this is it. It's called GoFastMotorsports.com.
GoFastMotorsports.com. That's sort of an unusual name for a satellite system.
Well, it's been a hobby that I've been into. I used to race cars, and I started that website some years ago. And satellite was a hobby for me, too, that out of the demand, it's grown into a home-based business that my wife, Bobby, and I run together. And rather than start a new website, a lot of folks knew me from GoFastMotorsports.com. I just built my Rick Satellite stuff right onto the same domain.
But well, if they go onto your search engine and just type in Rick Satellite, do you think they'll end up at your website?
Yes, they do. I come up very good on the Google searches. Rick Satellite or Patriot Talk Radio Satellite System.
All right, fine. I've been up on the Internet and looked it up and typed in Rick Satellite, went right to the site.
Great.
Well, our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Now, during the break, I was asking you, how do the people get the sound? Certainly, they get a receiver, they get a dish, but how do they get the sound?
Thank you for bringing me back to that. You hook up this receiver, you have the dish outside, and you have to run a piece of RG6 coax cable that comes with the system from the satellite dish into the satellite receiver. So it's a set-top box, and it'll hook up to either the old-style analog TVs or the new digital televisions, either one. and then you watch the TV channels on that TV, and if you wanted to just listen to the radio stations, the remote control that comes with the receiver has a button on it that says TV/radio. You hit it to toggle to the radio stations. You can hit the OK button, and it brings up a list of all the channel names. You pick the channel you want, and you listen to it through the speakers on the TV set. Now, what a lot of some folks do, the receiver also has a right and left audio out with an RCA type of plug. And if you have a stereo that has a right and left audio input, and you don't want to run the TV all of the time, once you have it on the channel that you want, you're familiar with it, you look at the front of the receiver and you see you're on channel 2, then you could turn off the TV and just turn on the stereo and listen to the radio shows through the speakers that are hooked up to your stereo.
Well, now, a lot of people who actually listen to internet radio, rather than sitting in front of their computer, actually, we get these little units down at Radio Shack, a little FM transmitter. They put that in the back of their computer. They get a headset or even a radio. Then they go any place in their home and listen. Can you do that with this sort of a setup?
Absolutely, the same type of thing. You come out of your right and left audio jacks and hook up to your little FM transmitter. Your FM transmitter allows you to pick a frequency that's not being used by a local radio station. I actually have quite a few farmers that will do exactly what you said, and when they're out in the fields working or in their combine, they can actually be listening to the shows while they're outside working in the garage, the barn, or in the field, or elsewhere in other rooms in the house.
So you can either use the headset that comes with you, or you can actually hook it up then to and just have a little FM receiver and go any place you want to. Now, are more and more people turning to satellite radio and television?
More and more people are learning about the system. I mean, obviously there's folks that are doing DirecTV and DishNet and cable, but those are the pay services, and they're going to make you pay this monthly fee to get maybe to get one or the two of the channels that you actually want, like Hallmark or Lifetime or some shows that you might really want, but you got to pay that monthly fee to get those one or two channels you want. So more and more people, as they're finding out about this system and they're finding their friends got it and they brought them over to look at it and they see the quality of the picture and they hear the quality of the audio and they hear there's no monthly fee, initially they don't believe it. A lot of folks have never heard of such a thing. Well, it's true. A lot of these stations like yours, your advertisers support it. You want to get your message out there. You want people to listen. So it's not on a pay system. This is what we call a legal free-to-air satellite system. And yes, the more and more people are learning about it. They're hearing about it on Joyce's show, on your show, some of the other shows. Pastor Butch talks about it. Dr. Deagle talks about it. Alex will mention it now and then. So it's another good way for us to be able to listen to shows like yours that give us information we can't get anyplace else without being tied to either the internet or totally dependent upon the shortwave transmission.
And, of course, the shortwave transmission, sometimes it's great and sometimes it's not. And
right.
That's the problem with that. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California, 464-8295. I was just about ready to sneeze there and didn't want to sneeze into the, but we didn't. Anyway, this is amazing, amazing technology. And the thing that, of course, you're going to get crystal clear television pictures. What about the means of transmission? Can you have either analog or a digital for the television station?
Right. All these signals that are being transmitted, and it is amazing technology, actually. I mean, these signals are going to the satellite 22,500 miles away and back down another 22,500 miles to your satellite dish. It's bouncing off the front of this piece of metal into the eye called the LNBF, and it converts it to a different frequency that the receiver can understand. And all these signals coming down are actually digital. But the receiver box that we have converts them to an analog output. So that allows us to hook it up to any of the older style TVs. So if you don't have a TV set and you're wanting to get this system, you can pick up an inexpensive secondhand TV, because there's so many now where people are giving them to the Goodwill or disabled veterans, where you can go pick one up for, you know, very inexpensive. You don't have to have one of the new style digital TV sets. And the satellites are in orbit over the equator, and they're constantly in movement to keep up with the rotation of the Earth in what we call geostationary orbit. So all the rocket science stuff has pretty much been done to where we just have to point this piece of metal at the sky and catch these signals.
And if you have a question, I number 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. We're going to have open lines here a little later, but right now, if you have a question or comment, but this basically, you wonder how it's financed. Well, actually, we pay for the satellite time. We actually send an ISDN signal from here on our little studio in California. It goes back to Pennsylvania. From there, it goes an electronic signal to the satellite uplink, and that's, I think probably about 1,000 miles away. It goes from there up to the satellite, and then it bounces back, and you hear it with a delay of about maybe about 1 or 2 seconds. We'll be right back. Well, do you get much of a feedback from your people who actually have the satellite dishes?
We get a lot of wonderful feedback, hearing from customers now that have had the systems for 4 and 5.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mined supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think it really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work. It's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verky water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verky water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
In these times of falling values, high unemployment, loss of income, and with hyperinflation on its way, we have created a one-ounce silver coin with a cross and the words of John 3:16 on one side and the American Eagle on the other. These coins are mural finished, 0.999 silver. Each of these beautiful coins will always have an earthly store of value plus the cross with John 3:16 as an eternal value. Go to www.john316coin.com and call 1-877 316-COIN while supplies last. Order these beautiful 1 ounce John 316 American Eagle coins today by going to john316coin.com and calling 1-877-316-COIN.
824 Liberty or 464-8295. For the people who actually were in a position to hire somebody, can somebody actually, is there local people ordinarily in every community who can help install these if you need help?
Absolutely. Probably about 70-75% of the customers I have that purchase these for the talk radio do install it themselves. As your listeners, we've got a wide variety of intelligent people that do have a lot of hands-on capability, but some folks don't have any experience with this at all, and it's totally new to them. And you'll have to get into the phone book, and if you're not going to install it yourself or try to install it yourself, feel free to call me and let me get you the coordinates, and I would encourage you to try to find a local installer and talk to them first to make for sure that you have a place where the dish can be mounted, that you'd have a clear view of the southern sky to this particular satellite, and find somebody that could actually do the installation for you. And there's not a whole lot of people that know a lot about this type of system because they've all been geared towards DishNet, DirecTV, and cable. And this is different than DishNet or DirecTV. But a lot of those types of installers can definitely install this and have installed this type of system before. Now, if you call DirecTV or DishNet Direct, of course, they're going to tell you, they'll probably tell you there is no such a thing as what we're talking about, Stan. But I have approached installers that I've seen at the grocery store or at the Quick Trip store or 7-Eleven and talked to them, and a lot of them are more than willing to do this type of installation on their own time as well.
All right, for one more time, let's get your telephone number out, your website, and then we'll let you go. And if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question or comment, our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Get your telephone number out and your website.
Okay, its phone number is 816-228-1801, and my business name is Rick's Satellite. My website is actually gofastmotorsports.com, and the system we're talking about, we call it Rick Satellite, the Global Star Patriot free-to-air talk radio system. Another great way to listen to Dr. Stan.
God bless. Thanks very much, Rick, and we'll talk to you next week.
Thank you, Stan.
Okay, fine. Well, that was Rick of Rick Satellite, and he does a good job of getting this out, and believe me, he's totally dedicated to helping us get the information out. Now, most people really don't understand what's going on in the world today. Now, today's a very important day. I think probably not so much for the fact that, we're going to have a gubernatorial election here in California, gubernatorial election. I mean, I think that probably neither candidates in any of them. I don't like Jerry Brown. He's an old-line politician, and he did a terrible job when he was governor before. But then Meg Whitman comes from Goldman Sachs. That's, of course, part of the Trilateral Commission. So, it's the difference between being shot or being hung. And she's put out over $145 million of her own money. Why is she doing that? Well, I think the establishment probably is thinking about running for president here in 2 years if she succeeded. I don't know that she's going to succeed. I don't think so. But you must understand that we do have what I call the Brotherhood of Darkness. And they run candidates, and they're right now in the process of picking the Republican presidential candidates, and they'll be announced here within a few weeks, Republican presidential candidates for 2012, and that'll be Sarah Palin and Newt Gingrich are the two who would appear to be the ones that the establishment is going to run. Certainly they ran Rudy Giuliani. He was the one who was supposed to be the president. He'd been built up, but the American people couldn't stomach Giuliani, maybe in large part because he was a crooked politician and a cross-dresser, and you always sort of wonder about these cross-dressers. And, of course, when he, divorced his wife, he moved in with a couple of homosexuals, the American people wouldn't take Giuliani, and that's why we got John McCain, probably the most liberal Republican in the United States Senate, and we ran him against the most liberal Democrat in the United States Senate. Which one did you want? And, of course, the people were, well, they were certainly so disillusioned with George Bush. George Bush had taken us into a war. He had authorized torture. He had certainly given us the largest deficits in our nation's history. And, of course, he'd given us all sorts of socialist programs. He'd given us Ted Kennedy's the Medicare drug program. He'd given us Ted Kennedy's No Child Left Behind policy. Ted Kennedy couldn't get that through, but George Bush did. Why? Why the George Bush Foundation had given Ted Kennedy the most popular or most capable United States elected representative? They'd given him a reward, the Bush Foundation. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY-464-8295. Got to be open lines, and give us a call. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, and it's going to be open lines for the next 30 minutes. So give us a call at 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-295. If you've got a question, a comment, or something that you'd like to talk about, we'd love to hear from you. But I basically want to point out that I think the elections are important. Oh, well, first of all, how many of you heard about the election of Tom Coburn? Tom Coburn is probably one of the finest senators we have. You never hear about him because they have people planted in his office to discourage getting him on radio and television across America. But Tom is an obstetrician, as I remember. He's a physician, and he ran for Congress in 1994, and he made the pledge that he would be there for three terms and to return home, and that's what he did. But when he was in Congress, he did an amazing, amazing job, and he got legislation through. He used the rules of Congress to play all sorts of games, and he was a spokesman for limiting the power of government and limiting government taxation. Well, then, of course, the people there in Oklahoma were so pleased with him, but at the three terms, he said, I'm coming home. I said I would not stay more than three terms and time to go home. So they actually inveigled him into running for Congress 6 years ago. And Tom Coburn really didn't campaign very hard, but he was so well-liked in Oklahoma. The people there loved him so much that they elected him their senator. And he's been there for 6 years. In the United States Senate, one of the most outstanding conservatives, and you probably have never heard of Senator Tom Coburn. Who do you hear about on ABC, CBS, and NBC television? Who do they go to? John McCain, the most liberal and reliable scoundrel in all the United States Senate. When he was, of course, a prisoner of war, he went over to the other side, and while brave men were tortured and refused to make propaganda broadcasts, John McCain did, and he got special treatment. They called him the Prince, and he was hated by most of the fellow prisoners of war because he collaborated with the enemy. John McCain collaborated with the enemy, but you're never going to hear that. And he's the man who's constantly quoted on television today. But you're not hearing about Senator Tom Coburn, who's actually had more impact there in the United States Senate than any other senator I know. And you'll be pleased to know that he was reelected today over a Democratic challenger. And so Senator Coburn will be there for the next six years speaking out in favor of preservation of freedom and trying to cut back on the big government and get us back to the Constitution where we should be. Now, apparently, Rand Paul is going to be elected to the Senate. That's Ron Paul's son, and apparently there's other elections where the Tea Party candidates won. But the most important thing, ladies and gentlemen, I believe are the state elections, because if there's any way that we're going to take America back, it's going to have to be that we have people in the state houses and the Senate and in the Assembly who are going to say, we're not going to go along with the federal government because it's violating the law. And there's a subversive element in Washington, D.C. that does not honor the Constitution they've sworn to uphold, and is doing everything they can to make the people dependent upon government and to watch the people and collecting dossiers on the people, has built concentration camps across America. And if you doubt that, of course, you can certainly get some of the material. We have a concentration camp special. We've got the DVD, America Behind Barbed Wires. We've got Sidney Ellis Jones programs on the concentration camps. We have a DVD called Camp FEMA, and of course we now will be very shortly carrying Camp FEMA 2. We just got it this evening. I want to watch it before we start marketing it, but we think it's probably an excellent source of information. But we do have Camp FEMA right now, and of course we have the other items we mentioned. And then, of course, you can certainly get the information from the DVDs we have that Alex Jones has produced. And there's no question the concentration camps are there. Now, there's a lot of false information. Remember, the other side are masters of deceit, and they'll have their people planted within the conservative movement, people like Hal Turner. Now, I don't know how many of you saw the DVD. It was a YouTube, and there was Hal Turner, and he was showing you the AmeriCurrency, and he had this little coin, and the AmeriCurrency is already being stamped out, and you actually saw the coin he had in his hand. He was an FBI agent, playing the part of being a conservative and being on radio and putting up YouTubes to get people all confused. And anybody, of course, talks about the AmeriCurrency actually being stamped out. This was a medallion that was put out by a private mint. And he was an FBI agent planted within the conservative movement to discredit anybody who would go along with what he was saying. And this is the way the system works, ladies and gentlemen. And they do have people planted within the conservative movement. They have them planted in the offices of the incoming congressmen. In fact, I even heard Rush Limbaugh talking about that today. I was surprised, talking about how when a new congressman comes in, they will plant people in their office. And of course, Michelle Bachmann, a courageous congresswoman. We've had her on our program in the past, and she's certainly been a real pleasure in the last couple of years. They've done everything they could to displace her, but I hope they fail, because she has said that she is going to put on a program on the Constitution for every new congressman and every new congresswoman, so they will understand the very essence of the Constitution they've sworn to uphold. Because the Constitution that we have is unique in the annals of history. Why? Because it limits the power of government. And if you read the 45th Federalist Papers, it will tell you that the powers of the federal government are limited and defined. There's very little the federal government can do. Why? Because, of course, government always has a way of just expanding its influence. And the whole idea was to limit the power of the federal government so people could be free. The powers of the federal government are limited and defined. The powers of the state government are unlimited and ill-defined, and I hope you'll get the 45th of the Federalist Papers and read them and understand that the people, when they created America, they understood what this was all about. This is not taught in law schools today. It's not taught in colleges. It's certainly never taught in our schools. They don't want the people to understand that our founding fathers feared tyranny. They wanted to restrict the power of government so men could be free. And Michelle Bachmann, who is a congresswoman, has actually said she's going to put on a course for every incoming congressman and woman to teach them about the Constitution, which they've sworn to uphold, and yet, of course, which most of the congressmen don't even understand, and they certainly are not obeying by it, because Social Security and Medicare and the No Child Left Behind legislation and most of what's going on today, including the war in Iraq and Afghanistan, why they're unconstitutional. They haven't been authorized by Congress. The only Congress has the ability to declare war, and Congress has not declared war. And all those people who fought and died over there, we're not fighting. The Islamic terrorists, they're being funded by Pakistani intelligence and by the Saudis, and we're working hand in glove with both of them. We have to have an enemy so we can rally the people behind the government. And I hate to say this, but this is what it's all about. And anybody who really doubts about this whole terrorist movement, is it really the threat? Oh, my goodness, are they trying to attack this country and blow up us up and blow up our airplanes? And, well, we've had, you know, we had that, certainly the underwear bomber, but, of course, they didn't tell Richard Reid that you couldn't ignite the CD4 in the sole of his shoe with a fuse. They gave him a fuse to light. But you have to have a blasting cap to set off the CD4. And Richard Reid will spend the rest of his life in prison because he's so dumb he didn't know that the people who were training him and put the CD4 in the sole of his shoe and gave him the matches and gave him the fuse were probably working for our own government. I mean, the people are not that stupid. We've thoroughly infiltrated this whole terrorist movement. We know who these people are, and they're being funded by the ISI, which is funded by the CIA. If you doubt what I'm saying, just tell me why, if there's really a terrorist threat, we have never closed the southern border. We absolutely refuse to close the southern border, and the terrorists can walk across there with knapsacks full of explosives. So why have they not come in? Why have they not derailed our trains? Be very easy. Started forest fires? And the reason is because there really is no terrorist threat. There are a lot of people over in the Near East that hate us because of what we're doing. We're over there killing their wives and children. But what's the justification? Why we're fighting terrorism. Ladies and gentlemen, we're not fighting terrorism. We have a book called The Devil's Game. It goes into the background of how the CIA and the intelligence agencies, the various intelligence agencies, have financed the terrorist movement since it began. And if you have any question about what happened on September 11th, go to my website. RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. And scroll down to other videos on the web. It's a specific site there, other videos on the web. And then go to the bottom of the page, and you'll see Building 7 come down. And watch it come down, oh, 6 or 8 times. That's what I did. Because I didn't want to believe that that was a controlled demolition. But in a controlled demolition, the first thing you do is take out the central supports of the building so the center of the roof collapses first. And it begins to form a V. And that's so that the walls will collapse inward rather than falling outward and damaging the adjacent buildings. So first of all, you see the center of the roof form a V and begin to sink into the building. And then they destroy the base of the building, and the building comes down symmetrically, you know, it falls into its own shadow. And Building 7 was a controlled demolition. And I believe all those people who died in the Twin Towers and the people who died in the Pentagon certainly were sacrificed. And we don't know what really happened in Shanksville. All we know is that we were told that the plane crashed directly into the ground, and yet there was no wreckage. How could you crash a major plane into the ground? There'd be no wreckage. There was a wreckage field, but it was up to 6 to 8 miles away. It covered a mass distance. There was one engine that was several miles away. Ladies and gentlemen, if the plane nosed down and crashed into the ground there at Shanksville, and you can see pictures of it. We have pictures of all sorts of books, and you see this big hole in the ground, but where's the tail of the plane? Where are the wings of the plane? Where are the engines of the plane? Well, one of them was 2 miles away. Do you honestly believe that engine just bounced 2 miles away? Ladies and gentlemen, we've been lied to about what happened. That plane was shot down. In fact, it was shot down by the National Guard, but they can't tell the American people that. They can't. You're too dumb to understand anything at all. And, of course, they realize they control the media. And as a result, they control the minds of the vast majority of people in this country. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. It's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295, and this is open line. So you give us a call, and we'd love to know what you would like to talk about tonight, how you feel about the elections. What I've seen so far, it looks like we're going to get a lot of people into office who will be spokesmen for trying to preserve our liberty. Now, you have to understand that we're really in a race against time. The Brotherhood of Darkness is trying to collapse our economy. And they're doing that because, of course, they control the major banks, all of the major banks. We used to have 12 major banks. Now we have 6 major banks. But they're all tied into the Trilateral Commission and the Council on Foreign Relations. I'm talking about Goldman Sachs and Citigroup, which are members of the Trilateral Commission. Their CEO is a member of the North American chapter of the Trilateral Commission. Jamie Dimon, the CEO of J.P. Morgan Chase, used to be a member of the Trilateral Commission. Whether he is now, he's not on their current membership list. And then you've got Morgan Stanley, Wells Fargo, and Bank of America, all affiliated with the Council on Foreign Relations. And you can write to the Council on Foreign Relations at 58 East 68th Street in New York City, and ask for their annual report and membership list, and they'll give it to you, and you can find out where all of these people are, or you want to know where they work. Why, we have a book by our good friend Galen Ross called Who's Who in the Elite. It's really very, it's probably 3 or 4 years old, but it's well worthwhile having, and I use it because it tells you where all of these people work. If you'd like to know about the Trilateral Commission, why, of course, you can actually go to their website, trilateral.org. That's trilateral.org. And there's a place there, and it says email if you want a membership list. And so you can do that, and they'll send you the membership list. But if you want to go to Cindy Pat Wood's site, that's augustreview.org, and he'll tell you where all these people work. A very, very important source of information, that's augustreview.org. Augustreview.org, or simply, if you can't remember that, remember Patrick Wood. And you go to your search engine, you can pull down his material, and then, of course, he'll give you all the information. He has a membership list of the Trilateral Commission, and you will see how they control the banking industry. Well, why do we have a financial problem? Because the big banks are not lending. Though they're lending money to their buddies, other members of the Brotherhood of Darkness, but they're not lending it to the companies that really need it, and that's why companies are going down. And as nearly small banks are not lending, I mean, small banks are dominated by the Federal Reserve System, and they've made some faulty investments. They've been encouraged to make the faulty investments they have, and they're afraid to lend, and of course they're being rewarded for not lending by being paid by the Federal Reserve not to lend money. Let me repeat that. The small banks are paid by the Federal Reserve not to lend money. How many times have you heard them say, if we could just get the banks lending? Well, you're not going to get them lending as long as they can deposit their money with the Federal Reserve and get interest. They may not get very much, but at least they got something, and they're not going to take a chance on losing more money. And then, of course, the FDIC coming in and closing their bank or giving their assets to one of the friends of Sheila Bair or other people in the government. And that's how the system works, ladies and gentlemen. Well, what do you think? We used to have 12 banks. Now we have 6 banks. And, of course, the big banks have been able to cannibalize the other banks. And of course, with the case, say, of Countrywide, Bear Stearns. It was Bear Stearns. They gave $30 billion to J.P. Morgan to help them, absorb Bear Stearns. Why didn't they give the $30 billion to Bear Stearns? Oh, we couldn't do that. No, we couldn't give them the money. We don't have the authority. We just go ahead and give the money to J.P. Morgan Chase, which is a Rockefeller bank, tied into the Rockefeller interest and the old Morgan interest, and of course, just exactly my Morgan Stanley, Citigroup. They're all tied into the same little complex. This power unit that have intentionally brought on this financial collapse. How do we get out of the mess we are? We get the banks lending, and we put tariffs on to protect our industries, and we stop giving money, tax breaks to the, basically to the corporations that move overseas. Well, you hear President Obama talk, oh, we want to get jobs. Ladies and gentlemen, they just closed down the last factory in the United States where we can make incandescent light bulbs. GE plant, the last one, closed down. Now all of the fluorescent lights will come from China. Why did we do away with the incandescent light bulb? We wanted to shift it all to China, ladies and gentlemen. We want to shift everything over to China and build up their economy and destroy our economy. That's why they've shut down the water in the Central Valley of California, destroy the agriculture there, and basically they're cutting down the trees. Everything's dying there intentionally. They want to destroy our agricultural base, at least for fruits and vegetables, and shift them overseas to build up their economy and destroy ours. Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Give us a call if you have a...
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Where are my car keys? What did I come in this room for? Where did I put that?
A common condition called age-related memory loss is robbing millions of people of their ability to remember and think clearly. And Alzheimer's and Parkinson's are occurring at younger ages, even early 20s and 30s. And there's much evidence that brain inflammation may be the cause. Brain inflammation may also cause depression and insomnia. But there's great news. Studies show by taking special, powerful nutrients, brain inflammation and its damaging effects may be greatly reduced. And that's why neurosurgeon Dr. Russell Blaylock created his brain repair formula to reduce brain inflammation and maintain a healthy brain. So, for a free book on brain health or information on Dr. Blaylock's special brain repair formula, call 1-800-SPECIAL or visit 1-800-SPECIAL.com.
Radio Liberty family, you can subscribe to our newsletter. You can get the Tape of the Month Club. And when you join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, you get our four best tapes or CDs of the month. And you get our monthly newsletter, which will tell you the information you're not going to get elsewhere. Most people can't figure out what's going on today because nobody's going to tell you the truth. You go back and read my newsletters going back over a decade. They're up on the Internet. They're there to read for nothing. Read them and understand, and certainly start reading the current series on the Secret Cabal. It is well worth your time to read and to understand what is really going on in the world today. Well, then, of course, we do hope that many of you will want to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. We have several other books. We're suddenly stressing. We think that Tom Horn's book, The Apollyon Rising 2012, Apollyon Rising 2012. We like simply Lynn Mars Lully's book, Policy, Prophecy, and the Supernatural. Politics, Prophecy, and the Supernatural. Certainly for understanding how it all fits together, I think that William Still's book, The New World Order, The Ancient Plan of Secret Societies. The New World Order, The Ancient Plan of Secret Societies, and we'll be offering his latest DVD, The Secret of Oz. The Secret of Oz, and it simply goes into the background of the financial system and how totally fraudulent it is, and how it is designed through a totally fraudulent system of enriching the bankers and enslaving the people. It's using the process of usury. Oh, we don't call it usury. We call it interest. No, ladies and gentlemen, it's usury. And, of course, it's been used to enslave the people in the past. It's going to be used to enslave our nation. Our nation's running a massive debt. And, of course, we are going to be systematically bought up by other nations. It says in the Bible, God spoke to the children of Israel and said, you know, you will lend to other nations and you will rule over them. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we're borrowing from other nations, and they're going to rule over us. And you must understand that this is part of the plan. There is an organized, orchestrated effort to destroy our economy. And you can see how they've already transferred our steel industry overseas, most of it. Our automotive industry, certainly. China is going to produce 17 million cars next year. We'll produce probably maybe 10 or 11 million cars here in the United States. Certainly, we've transferred our electronic industry overseas. We've transferred our so much of our industry, and it's been done intentionally. Our steel, our textile, our electronic, our automotive industry. Now we're transferring our agricultural industry overseas. And our leaders know exactly what they're doing, but they don't want the American people. Why do you think we've outlawed incandescent light bulbs produced in America and replaced them with fluorescent light bulbs produced in China? Because we want to produce jobs in China. Why don't we produce the fluorescent light bulbs here? Because they want to shift the jobs to China. But they can't tell the American people that. Not until you understand. We give all this money to General Motors, $60 billion, so they can open up plants in China. And General Motors is the largest producer of of automobiles in China today. And they actually produced 11 million cars in China. Now, not just General Motors, Ford's over there, Volkswagen, and all the others. But and next year, they'll be producing about 17 million cars. And as our economy declines, they're building up the economy of China intentionally and purposefully. And the whole idea is to impoverish the American people. And if you think Social Security's got to be there, if you think that Medicare's going to survive, none of these things are going to survive. And you better start making preparations to look after yourself and look after others. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage is radioliberty.com. We've got a great program the next hour. Be sure to listen. Listen to our programs regularly on the Internet. So you can listen there 9 hours a day. Go to our website, radioliberty.com. Listen to our programs. Watch our DVDs. Watch our section on other DVDs on the web. And, of course, then we hope that you'll go to our section on, well, please pray for Radio Liberty. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and, well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of our good friend Bob Fletcher. In fact, we were just watching a DVD last night. It's that great new DVD that's been put out by G. Edward Griffin on chemtrails, and we will be carrying that, incidentally. We'll just have to call Ed tomorrow and light it up and get him onto our program. But as we were watching this DVD, why, suddenly there's somebody testifying before Congress on the weather. And who do you think it was, Bob?
I don't know. I bet you it was me.
I bet it was you. It sure was. And Bob said, "That's Bob Fletcher," and it sure was you. And suddenly, I'm sure you didn't know that you're one of the stars in G. Edward Griffin's new movie. You're there for all of 30 seconds, but at least we knew who it was. And of course, you've been sounding the alarm for a long time about how the government is controlling and modifying the weather. Most people find that's difficult to believe. But, of course, after you've watched this film, I don't think you will. And, of course, Bob Fletcher has a wonderful film on weather modification. We really recommend that very strongly. But, well, anyway, Bob's with us tonight. It's election night. And we thought we'd talk a little bit about the elections. And then we'd maybe talk about the weapons of mass. Is it destruction?
The concern is not the weapons of mass destruction, but the weapons of mass control, which of course will be used against my fellow Americans and you and I and everybody else to keep us under control with us possibly not even knowing it is happening.
Amen to that. Bob, are you on a regular telephone? You just sound almost not quite as clear as usual.
You're not hearing me well. I changed the system here. Hold on 1 second. Let me see if I can potentially clarify this. Hold on 1 minute.
Okay, fine. Well, because Bob is certainly one of our favorite guests. We have him on frequently, and when I notice his voice isn't quite as clear as it has been, I just wanted to make sure because I want our listeners certainly to hear what he has
How
to say.
How is that? I'm sorry. Is that better?
Oh, well, let's see. We'll just talk a little bit and see. Go right ahead.
Okay, well, I think that I had a little piece of equipment I don't think was working right. But if you can hear me okay now, then we'll just keep going.
Go right ahead.
All right, fine. Yeah, as a matter of fact, what I wanted to touch base on a little bit today is something that kind of falls to the wayside. And not only is that I'd like to talk a little bit about some of the really bizarre types of weapons that they are developing and they have already developed and that they're using in the field, et cetera, which are really scary, and almost many of them are included in our DVD that's called titled Weapons of Mass Control. And, of course, you have it there available, and we have it at our website. And what we cover in that particular web or that particular DVD shows actually not just talking about it, because, you know, everybody's conversation is easy, but we're able to include actual live footage of some of the most extraordinary weapons. One, of course, is which we've talked about previously, is Operation Commando Solo, which is actually an aircraft that uses electronics to override the electronics broadcasting of a nation or a state, and even actually imprint into your mind subliminal messages. And that's a huge operation now. Several years ago, it was rather new. And as of today, it's a very, very big operation.
And people have to understand that these are not being developed, you know, to fight an enemy. They're being developed to control the American people. We're moving towards a dictatorship. And there is a Brotherhood of Darkness. They want a one-world government, a one-world religion, and a one-world leader.
And what's really shocking, I was doing a review recently to get an idea of how much of our budget, our regular full national budget, is spent on weapons that not only include the weapons that they'll tell us about, things that we actually can see, fighter airplanes and helicopters and what have you, but the secret or black or covert operational weapons, and it's the total amount. Now, for the budget that has been voted on recently for the year 2011, coming up the fiscal year 2011, will actually come to approximately 53% of all the tax money, all the money that's available to be spent. 53% in 2011 will go towards weapons and military applications.
That's the Defense Department you're talking about then.
Well, it's combinations of things. It's the Defense Department, but it's also the CIA secret budget and other secret budgets that they put in under the Pentagon. And they've done something else too recently, and that is that they mixed Social Security in with some of their budgeting to water it down and make it look like a percentage of money going out for these secret and weapons is not as high a percentage as it actually is. They're kind of like, you know, bouncing the books back and forth. But the truth is that as of October, the Congress had voted for fiscal year 2011 approximately $3 trillion. And that's not counting what they collect for the Social Security, and it's not also what they've done to hide money that they're actually using and earmarked for Afghanistan. The Pentagon, for example, separately budgets $715 billion plus another $200 billion in what they're calling a supplemental fund, which technically is the contingency fund to maintain Afghanistan and the Iraqi wars.
And because why are we over in Afghanistan? There's no reason we should be over there other than simply to waste the lives of our men, certainly to waste our material wealth. And it's a wonderful diversion to keep people from going, not realizing what's going on here. We're over there fighting for freedom as we're losing our freedom here in America.
save them.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. I guess it's Bob Fletcher, and Bob is just saying the massive amounts of money that they have all sorts of budgets and secret budgets and black budgets, and they mix everything up so we will not understand how much we're putting out. But our deficit this last year was $1.3 trillion. That's just the deficit. That's not the spending. The spending was about $3.5 trillion, but of that, $1.27 trillion was simply deficit. And of course, we simply have to borrow that money, or if they don't borrow it, why, we simply create it out of nothing, which is highly inflationary, and that, of course, is designed to dilute the amount of money in circulation, to lower the value of our currency, and through the process of inflation, basically to steal the life savings of our citizens. But they do it in such a subtle way that most people have no idea what's going on. And if you speak out against what's going on, if you speak out against the waste of money on our military, why do we have to have the largest military in the world? We put out, I think, about 47% or 45% of all the money spent on arms in all the world, with all the countries. We spend that to defend us against who? Against the Russians, against communist China. Why, we're funding communist China. We're building up communist Russia. We drill their oil wells. We drill their natural gas wells. We've been working closely with Russia and with China behind the scenes. So who are we defending ourselves against? It all has to do with making preparations for a dictatorship in America and how they're going to be able to monitor and control the American people and control our minds. And how often have you gone to talk to people about what's going on, and they look at you with a blank stare? Well, ask them questions. They can't answer the questions. They don't want to be bothered. And so many people's minds are under control today. Go ahead, pick up the story, Bob. Well,
and you're absolutely correct. Of course, what happens also when you ask people about what they think about it, or you try to get them involved with it, they end up calling you the conspiracy freak or a nut or whatever, or exaggerating the story or whatever the case might be. But you end up being the brunt of ridicule for trying to bring these points to to the attention of your friends or relatives. And when you talk about controlling or watching us, they have several new drones, which are these unmanned aircraft vehicles. There are many types of them that they're using now, and they've developed, of course, they literally attacking people in Pakistan, Afghanistan, and places with these unmanned remote control attack bombers, actually. And they do it controlling them back here in the United States, which I, for some reason, I mean, war offends me, in killing people by remote control offends me, but it offends me even more when I think that somebody is in an office with a handful of equipment and guiding an aircraft that takes off in Pakistan and flies in and then just flies into a building and blows it up. I think it's kind of the idea of, you can't say that there's a better way to wage war. But I think at least man to man is at least a more noble manner by which to fight. But to go into an office in Los Angeles someplace and launch an aircraft and blow up a handful of people on the other side of the world really seems a little offensive. But I don't know, maybe you have a strange attitude.
No, I don't think so. I think that in women and children and helpless civilians, oh, we just made another mistake. We're just so sorry. It was just a mistake. Ladies and gentlemen, we never should have been in war with Afghanistan. After all, we weren't attacked by Afghanistan. We were attacked by 15 people from Saudi Arabia. So why didn't we go to war with Saudi Arabia? Oh, well, it was the wicked Osama bin Laden who was behind this. If you and Al-Qaeda, and if you read, and I read every line of the staff report on the 9/11 Commission report, not many people did, and I will tell you what they said. They said that the leaders of Al-Qaeda didn't want the attack. They didn't want to go to war with America. They didn't want this to happen. And yet we went over there to kill them. And, of course, Osama bin Laden, we do know that within about, I think it was in July of the year 2001, he was meeting with representatives of the CIA at the American Hospital in Dubai. And you can check this out on the Internet. That's a story. We have those recorded. Osama bin Laden had worked closely with the CIA for many years. And, of course, they knew all about the terrorist movement. There was a DVD that was made, a video made in 1994, and it showed the radical Islamists in this country. Actually, they were in Oklahoma City. The FBI was following them. They had the pictures. They could hear them giving their talks about cutting off hands and feet here in America on the people so that Allah would have legs to stand on, to show the terrorist training camps here in the United States during the late 1980s and early 1990s. That video was shown one time on television in 1994. It was then totally suppressed. It has people from the FBI talking about the terrorist threat in America, and it wasn't released until after 2001. How could you possibly suppress a video here in the United States? Very simply, we have freedom of the press, and the people who control the press have the freedom to suppress whatever they want to, and they do it on a regular basis. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And the name of the video is Jihad in America. Jihad in America. It is available from Radio Liberty by calling 1-800-544-8927. And they had terrorist training camps there, and they have terrorist training camps in the United States today, and you'll never hear about it from Rush Limbaugh, Sean Hannity, or Glenn Beck. If you haven't heard my interviews with Paul Williams, or you didn't hear him talk at our conference about them, he's visited them. We have terrorist training camps all across America today, waiting for the time when the word is given. Go right ahead, Bob.
Well, in our and also in the weapons of mass, exotic weapons of mass control, which is our double 4-hour DVD that's available, we include in that also pictures and conversation and actual footage and explanation of some of the really scary weapons, so to speak, that can be utilized against Americans or anybody, of course. And as I said, the problem with some of these really top-secret covert weapons is that some of them you would never know that you were even struck by them. They're high-frequency and low-frequency type of radar or X-ray type weapons, ultrasonic weapons that can actually fry your brain, and literally just you could be shot with it. You wouldn't know what happened. You fall down and you would be in a vegetated state or dead from the very fact that your brains had been microwaved, and you would never know. And people standing next to you would not know. There was an example of what I believe was the testing of one of those weapons to a friend and and his family, where one of their children actually, Idaho standoff took place back in 1995, 96.
You're talking about Randy Weaver?
Randy Weaver, and a friend of mine's family was up there in full support of trying to stop the government from going in and murdering that family. And all of a sudden, a fella who was part of the a military group that was there in one of the military troop carriers had a little funny piece of equipment with a dial and a few buttons and a transmitting antenna. And 25, 30 feet away, a youngster fell down, passed out, and another person felt dizzy, and another person also actually fell down. But the youngster was had to be rushed to the hospital the following day and was bleeding from every opening in his body, and he ended up dying. Now, nobody ever knew. They couldn't figure out what was going on. They didn't find any, but understand what had gone on. Basically, this boy had hemorrhaged throughout several of his major organs in his body, but he died. And I'm absolutely, and I was not there that day, but my friends that were actually there at that time are positively convinced that this weapon was an experimental ultrasonic-type weapon that had killed this child. And strangely enough, somebody complete, even though it did not get very much publicity, somebody came in and picked up the complete medical bill and paid for it. And that was an unknown mysterious person or group or an organization that did that. And maybe it was somebody in the government that felt bad about it after doing it. But the medical bills, which were extremely high for a period of about 5 days while they tried to salvage this this youngster, he did finally die anyhow, and of course did no good. But that's the example of known weapons that have been developed. And again, it's something like the equivalent of literally microwaving human beings. We had a case which I show in one of my DVDs there, where we show a helicopter pilot. His chopper went down just outside of Washington, D.C., and he was the pilot on a regular basis. He was a presidential pilot, but apparently they didn't need him anymore, and they actually microwaved his helicopter. The chopper went down, and this officer was actually burned like a roast beef on his skin, and he died, but there was no fire on the aircraft at all.
Well, these things, you don't like to think about this sort of thing happening, but they've used all sorts of experiments on our people. If you doubt that, they've actually killed our own troops. In medical experiments, we have something called the Rockefeller Committee Report, came out in 1994 for the Veterans Administration, totally suppressed. But we have it here at Radio Liberty, the Rockefeller Report. You need to get it and read it and weep. Bob, go right ahead.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think it really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work. It's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verky water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verky water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
In these times of falling values, high unemployment, loss of income, and with hyperinflation on its way, we have created a one-ounce silver coin with a cross and the words of John 3:16 on one side and the American Eagle on the other. These coins are mural finished, 0.999 silver. Each of these beautiful coins will always have an earthly store of value, plus the cross with John 3:16 as an eternal value. Go to www.john316coin.com and call 1-877-316-COIN while supplies last. Order these beautiful 1-ounce John 3:16 American Eagle coins today by going to john316coin.com and calling 1-877-316-COIN.
About the cause of diseases coming out of Plum Island, talking about the recent conspiracy theory program put on by Jesse Ventura, and he talked about Plum Island. He talked about the fact that they had brought a man named Eric Traub, who was a Nazi war criminal. They brought him over. They let him operate at Plum Island. And he was trying to figure out how to spread deadly diseases. And, of course, they used ticks, and they infected them with Bariella. And Bariella, this is a spirochete, and, of course, it causes Lyme disease. Now, what they did is they produced multiple infections. It was not only Bariella, but Brucella. There was a mycoplasm, there's chlamydia. And they infected these ticks, and then they released them, and they're all across America today, to the point where it's really not safe to go walking in the woods at all. There are about 2 million people with Lyme disease in America. They're chronically disabled by this. The disease, of course, actually melds into chronic fatigue syndrome, fibromyalgia. They're all part and parcel of these things were released by the military at Plum Island, and of course people don't want to talk about that, but people don't understand the reason that we brought the Nazi war criminals over here to the United States, and probably several thousand of them, to work in the space program, to work on psychological warfare against the American people, and of course to come up with terrible new diseases, many of which have been released, and of course Lyme disease is a perfect example of that. Because the same reason we brought them over here is because we actually ran something like the Rat Line, where over 10,000 Nazis were allowed to escape to South America and allowed to stay there. We knew where they were. We helped them. Martin Bormann, Klaus Barbie, Adolf Eichmann, Dr. Mengele, the Angel of Death. Because there is an element within our society that worked with the Nazis all during the war, and it was American corporations, General Motors, Ford, AT&T, IBM, that actually produced the war machines that were used to kill our boys, to produce the tanks, to produce the aircraft engines, to produce the trucks that were used to kill American soldiers. You're never going to hear that on the regular media. There's a book called Trading with the Enemy by Charles Higham, H-I-G-H-A-M. We carry Professor Sutton's book, Wall Street and the Rise of Hitler. And there's so much other information out there. How we actually helped the Nazis, not only before the war, but during the war, and that we rescued them from being executed and punished in Germany by helping them to get South America and come to the United States. And the average American has never heard of Operation Paperclip. They've never heard of the RAT line, R-A-T line. But you can check all these out on the Internet, and you'll find out that an element within our government not only worked with the Nazis before the First World War and after the First World War, but during the First World War, to develop the weapons to kill our own men. Go right ahead, Bob.
Well, and of course, we have no idea. God only knows how many of these chemical and biological type weapons that are floating around out there. And you know, and when you have something like we were talking about the Lyme disease with these ticks and fleas. So when you have something like that, it doesn't take but two of them, right, to procreate each their cells. And if there is, it only takes one of them to be infected. And of course, they've had part of what was exposed the other day in the conspiracy theory program was the fact that they had power failures periodically. They'll have power failures on the island, and that their security system, in the manner by which they actually can retain or control the biological weapons or the fleas and the ticks and keep them in a proper environment, if you will, you need to have the power running, and they didn't even have a good backup system, according to one person that had worked there. And he said that when the power was off for several hours, they were running around with duct tape trying to duct tape the windows and doors shut to keep these this variety of experimental chemicals and biological junk inside of the building. You know, I mean, it sounds unto itself. It's so outrageous. And you have to realize you had birds flying by, you know, what, 70, 80 of them at a time in a flock. But they get a flea or a tick on them, they're going to fly out of there. So there's no way to maintain if you can't keep them inside their buildings where they're experimenting.
Maybe they never intended to. Maybe they really wanted to actually infect our society. They've done a pretty good job. Of course, I think that Jesse Ventura is doing an excellent job. I'm not sure he really understands the conspiracy, but he knows there's a conspiracy. And he's getting information out on it. And that's the major thing. People are seeing those television programs who never had any idea what was going on. There is a growing awareness across the country, ladies and gentlemen, across America, across the world. And you can help us get the information out. If you have a question, give us a call at 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. This is Dr. Stan. Bob, I play that. I love that rendition of God Bless America. But you go right ahead.
Is that Kate Smith?
That is Kate Smith, right. Uh-oh. Singing back in 1943 in a film called, This is the War. This is the War.
Right.
This is the Army was the title.
This is the Army.
Right.
See, unfortunately, that really shows our age when you recognize Kate Smith, I guess. At this point in time, if you recognize Kate Smith, you're old enough to have seen a few wars and seen an awful lot of waste, I guess, by our bad guys in government.
I was 14 years old at the time when that that Second World War was going on, and I remember the programs that were put on at that time. But we just recently watched that movie, This is the Army, and it's well worthwhile watching. It was a beautiful musical. It had a good message to it. But unfortunately, people didn't understand. The war was totally contrived. It was the wicked people in the United States who built up Adolf Hitler and provided him with the weapons. After all, he came to power in 1933, and 6 years later, he was challenging the whole world. Did anybody ever ask how that happened? And it happened simply because he was being helped and aided by people here at the highest echelons of the Brotherhood of Darkness. And because they wanted a war, they got the war. It was supposed to bring about the world government, the United Nations. When it failed, Well, that's why we've had to have all the other wars. We'll be right back here. Well, this is Dr. Stan. I guess this evening, Bob Fletcher. And Bob, before we go on, I want you to tell our listeners how they can certainly get in touch with your ministry. Our telephone number here, if they'd like to call in and talk to you, is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. But why don't you get your website telephone number out?
All right. If you're interested in reviewing, seeing some of the DVD reports we have, we completed 8 of them that are amazingly informative, and you will certainly be surprised to see the real thing in front of your face. You can simply get us by, of course, if you go online at BobFletcherInvestigations.com. That's just Bob Fletcher Investigations. You can do that as one word, BobFletcherInvestigations.com, and you will put you right into our website. You can go over our catalog and look at some of the materials that are available.
And because the old adage, you know, one picture is worth 1,000 words. Well, this picture is worth 2,000 words. They're excellent. We carry them. We think they're great, and you can get them from Bob. You can get them from us. The important thing is get the information, find out what's going on. But his DVDs on weather modification, on the assassination of Sonny Bono, certainly on the assassination of President Kennedy, certainly on weapons of mass control, and all the others, they're all worthwhile getting, watching, and then helping us get the word out. But you go ahead, Bob.
You know, and you were talking about the World War II situation, and where all of a sudden the Nazis popped up and had the ability and the power to almost take over the world. It was really on the edge of losing it all the way around the globe to the Nazi movement in the 40s. And when we see the news reports about that, and you see these massive lines of soldiers marching and their equipment and their weapons, and of course now every once in a while we see that out of North Korea at that huge dictatorship in North Korea, where nobody even is allowed to have a radio to hear or find anything out about the outside world, and you see these thousands and thousands of soldiers marching and all that show of military strength. And again, this brings us back to what we started out with this program with, and that is the extraordinary amount of money that the United States of America now has slowly, progressively increased the percentage that's being spent on military application. You have to ask yourself, what is the reason? What is going on? What is the real plan when you have multi-billions of dollars over and over again on these, like $40 billion on black box intelligence secret funding that the Senate and the Congress do not even know where that money goes? They don't even know. They are given to it. They are given a specific amount of information, very limited. They go ahead and approve the budget because it's requested by the CIA or whomever, and they just sign off on it. You have $40 billion on totally unknown secret agency funding. You have $94 billion on Department of Defense military spending, separate from the $40 billion going to the intelligence agents. $400 billion in other miscellaneous cost factors for wars, you know, previous wars and the existing wars, and again, the frightening thing is this huge budgeting, this development of so many more weapons than you would ever need if you legitimately were simply protecting us against a handful of radicals on the other side of the world, or somebody that might be planning to blow up a building here or do something there or whatever. I mean, that's one thing. But to be developing this huge amount of extraordinary weapons, you've got to ask yourself, what is the reason behind it? And like Stan says and repeats on a regular basis, the reason probably, unfortunately, is to eventually take them and make the move against the American people themselves. Remember, we are the only nation that has a huge quantity of firearms in our own hands. They are still in our hands today, but when it comes time to force us into a one-world government, which is the full intent of what's been going on for so many years in and out of Washington, D.C., when they're ready to move us into the single government idea, they're going to have to take our weapons from our hands. And how are they going to do it? You sit down for yourself and just think, how would you go about doing that? And you're going to have to do it by convincing the people to turn in their arms under some kind of a scare tactic, whatever that is, I don't know. And they're going to have this huge amount of weaponry available to scare the people, to say, if you do not turn your weapons in, you will be considered an enemy of the state, and we'll show you what we can do, and they'll just incinerate your family or the family next door in front of you, and then they will come back and say, where are your weapons? Turn them in. And, again, this expenditure of multi-hundreds of millions and billions of dollars on weapons in this day and age cannot be honestly explained by anybody. If you want to write a letter to your senator or your congressman, which at this point in time will not probably do you any good, but if you want to send a letter, you send a letter and ask them to explain their billions and billions of secret weapons financing and budgeting out of your tax dollars.
And I think even more important is to understand we have financed our enemies since, well, we started funding the communists back in 1918. And if you doubt that, you need to read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, or you need to read the Professor Sutton's book, Wall Street and the Bolshevik Revolution. But even more than that, Congressman Larry McDonald tried to get the information out in America, and he was actually trying to show how we were funding the communists all during the Vietnam War. And in 1983, he had actually become the president of the John Birch Society, who wanted to get them effective and use it to actually convince the American people we were funding the communists. And he put out something called the Aid and Abet Letters. It's a packet of information. Shortly thereafter, why, of course, he was put onto plane Korean flight 007. It was shot down. And, of course, Bob has actually talked to a gentleman who claimed he was in prison with Congressman McDonald. And we could just touch on that. Bob was never able to get up and get films of this man, but he was up in Canada. And he was in prison, said he was in prison with Congressman McDonald. Our government knew that. He was in a Soviet prison. All the people survived, and probably all the people on that flight were kept in prison the rest of their lives. Why? Because Congressman McDonald was telling the American people that we were building up the communists. We can't let the American people know. It's all about creating the best enemies money could buy. What about Fidel Castro? Well, if you see my interview with the American ambassador to Cuba, Ambassador Smith, he was the ambassador in 1959, he will tell you the State Department and the CIA brought Fidel Castro to power knowing he was a communist. We have kept him in power since then. He's a very close friend of David Rockefeller's daughters. If you doubt that, read David Rockefeller's memoirs. We have them. In fact, Fidel even comes up to talk to the Council on Foreign Relations and to visit with the boss, with David Rockefeller. You doubt it, read David Rockefeller's memoirs. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. Ladies and gentlemen, reality is usually scoffed at. Illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. They do not dare let the American people know that we finance our enemies so we can justify having increased control over the American people and spending massive amounts of money to defend ourselves against. Well, we're not really defending ourselves against anybody. It's all about being able to control the American people and people throughout the world. Go right ahead, Bob.
Well, and I discovered, you talk about, financing our enemies for so long. When I was a federal witness in a racketeering action that was filed in the 80s, in the late 80s, it was against so many of the persons that were involved with the Iran-Contra business, and where they were buying weapons from one place and selling it and moving it to another, swapping it out for narcotics and bringing the dope back into the United States on board regular Air Force air transports and what have you, and landing them and offloading them right at our own Air Force bases. What I discovered and found out during that period of time, and I was not only a witness but was involved in investigating several of these actions, but was the surprising fact at that time exactly what we were doing was utilizing even the same airplanes that were being used overseas in a couple of different military actions, and then also supplying that same aircraft to move the pretended enemies. And in other words, we were both, again, supplying aircraft that actually the same aircraft that had flown 1 week, flown weapons and equipment or personnel against, I believe, I don't remember what it was, in Angola.
You're talking about, okay, fine.
Yes.
Angola, okay.
And then we were using the same plane to supply weapons, et cetera. In other words, we were supplying, not only were we actually assisting and financing and supplying equipment, but we were utilizing the very same aircraft 1 week to fly against the enemy and support the enemy, both the left and the right.
Well, one was Jonas Savimbi. He was the anti-communist, and then I've forgotten who the. And then, of course, the pro-communists were being financed by Chevron Oil. I mean,
Chevron Oil
was basically the major funder of the communists there in Angola. But we couldn't let the American people know that. And of course, they were brought Fidel Castro's troops over there, and his Fidel Castro's troops were actually fighting against Savimbi's troops, and we were financing both sides. But we couldn't let the American people know.
And that's exactly what I was talking about. It wasn't coming to my mind there. It was Castro's. We were supplying the aircraft to move Castro's troops in on the left hand and then using that same aircraft the next week to supply weapons to shoot at Castro's troops coming out of the same aircraft. It's actually funny. You know, I mean, it's almost humorous when you look at it. And they certainly, when I say they, the people that carry out these kinds of scurrilous, secret covert operations, stealing our money and having our children killed on the field of battle all around the world, and they have to just scurrilously be snickering at the American people that just seem to permit this to go on and on without trying to ask that question or force somebody to come forward and answer the questions of, what are you doing with my tax dollars? How many of our own children have died with the weapons that were bought by my own tax dollars?
We're creating the best enemies money could buy. So you have to have an enemy if you want to rally the people behind the prince. Go right ahead.
Well, and it was Hitler, I think, that had said, had that the quote of how lucky it is for governments that the public does not pay attention. That the citizens of any nation do not pay attention to what the government is doing. And I believe that was Adolf Hitler back in 1941 that had said that. And he was making reference to his own people, where he was able to move forward with all of his outrageous activities and had very little resistance. Because the people just didn't pay attention to what was going on. Hopefully... You know, I intentionally stayed away from discussing what's going on today, it's so fraudulent, this election, and I watch and I see the big rally moving with this idea of let's get rid of this guy because he hasn't been able to solve the problems quick enough, or he's been doing this, or he's moving us too far in a socialistic direction. And so now they got this big synthetic change, is what I like to call it. They bounce back and forth between the Democratic label or the Republican label. And unfortunately, while all of that baloney is going on and everybody's out and being excited and going to the rallies and jumping up and down and cheering about somebody that just took an office from somebody else, and the reality is nothing changes. They move step by step, each week, week by week, they're moving closer, regardless of who is in the position of power. They can call themselves Democrats or they can call themselves Republicans, but there's too many of them that have now been bought and are now working towards one evil direction, and that's world government, regardless of who actually is up there and claiming to have power. And anybody that steps up and attempts to slow it down, like you talked about McDonald's being shot down artificially or whatever back in 1985, and Sonny Bono, who was about to launch his major investigation into criminal activities, anytime, and ends up being dead on the ski slopes. Anytime you have somebody that looks like they're really going to do something and expose from the highest levels, be able to expose some of this corruption, they end up being deceased. And that's scary, but that's a reality. And if you go and you look, you can look all these things up, or you get my DVD explaining what went on with Sonny Bono's situation, or any of these other any of the other good books that you're carrying and the DVDs that Stan has available. If you look at this stuff carefully, you can only come up with one decision, and that is a reality that what is going on is a slow movement towards a one-world government in some type of a quasi-dictatorial parliamentary socialism.
Well, I think it's a one-world government, a one-world religion, and they want to install a one-world ruler. And this is very obvious. You can actually listen to some of the programs they put on where they talk about the coming one-world ruler. That was what Plato wrote about almost, 2,500 years ago, 2,350 years ago, when he wrote The Republic. That's why you have to read that college. Of course, most of you aren't smart enough to figure out what it's all about. When I read it in college, I had no idea what he was talking about. Now I understand, because, of course, Plato was part and parcel of the movement that existed at that time, that exists today. This has been the goal of the ancient religions and the secret societies for thousands of years. If you haven't read Bill Stittle's book, The New World Order, The Ancient Plan of Secret Societies, he does an excellent job. The New World Order, The Ancient Plan of Secret Societies. They know exactly what they're doing. Certainly you need to read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. You need to listen to and watch Bob's DVDs. They're excellent. And, of course, you'll see information there you're not going to see elsewhere. I really like his one on the JFK assassination. I like his one on weapons of mass control. I like his one on weather modification and Sonny Bono. They're all good. We'll be back in just a moment here at Radio Liberty. Well, Bob, you got 3 minutes to wrap up the program.
Well, I guess I don't know what to say to
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Where are my car keys? What did I come in this room for? Where did I put that?
A common condition called age-related memory loss is robbing millions of people of their ability to remember and think clearly. And Alzheimer's and Parkinson's are occurring at younger ages, even early 20s and 30s. And there's much evidence that brain inflammation may be the cause. Brain inflammation may also cause depression and insomnia. But there's great news. Studies show by taking special, powerful nutrients, brain inflammation and its damaging effects may be greatly reduced. And that's why neurosurgeon Dr. Russell Blaylock created his brain repair formula to reduce brain inflammation and maintain a healthy brain. So, for a free book on brain health or information on Dr. Blaylock's special brain repair formula, call 1-800-SPECIAL or visit 1-800-SPECIAL.com. 1-800-SPECIAL.
And the Senate, so they couldn't do any harm. And then I simply quoted Congressman Ron Paul, who said that the day that the Congress does the most for the American people is the day of the Republican-Democrat baseball game. And then nobody's in session. And I believe that's true. Of course, I think it was Will Rogers who said no man's purse or property are safe when Congress is in session. I think that's true as well. I think that we should be guardedly optimistic about what's happened tonight. The biggest thing is, how soon can we educate the American people? How soon can we educate the ministers who should be leading this battle to educate the public? We've got to provide the information, and you've got to help us get it out. You need to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, and read it through several times to understand the spiritual battle. William Still's excellent book, The New World Order, The Ancient Plan of Secret Societies. We've recommended The New World Order, The Ancient Plan of Secret Societies. And then, of course, you need to understand what's going on financially. Let me suggest a talk on the Financial Armageddon. The Financial Armageddon comes with a syllabus. You need to get it. And then go back to our website, RadioLiberty.com, and read my newsletters starting with October of 2008. They're called The Financial Elite. And see how they staged this whole crisis. There was no crisis. They've created this crisis. Why? Because the crisis feeds on itself. And then, of course, people lose their homes. And, of course, who ends up with the homes? Why, the banks. Bank of America has 1 million homes under foreclosure. 1 million homes under foreclosure. So wouldn't that be great? 1 million homes worth, each one worth about $200,000. How much money is that? Well, that's a couple of $100 billion. And that's what it's all about. But even more than that, of course, is to destroy this country, to impoverish our people. And the real motivation is the one world government. But, of course, poor and impoverished people will not resist the onset of tyranny. And that's what they're doing. They know what they're doing. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You need to get my talk on the planned police state and get the syllabus that goes with that. That's the planned police state. It's a DVD. You need to get our material on concentration camps. And, of course, we have something called the Concentration Camp Special. And you need to have that information, and you need to get others. Because once they realize that they might be ending up in a concentration camp, well, it's just possible that they might at least be getting to look and see what the things you're saying. Could they be true? And certainly we encourage you to go to our website, RadioLiberty.com, to certainly read our newsletters, listen to our radio programs, watch our DVDs and the other section of DVDs on the web and then go to the site on the symbols. We have a site on symbols, all of the occult symbols that they display. They hide them in plain sight. They take great pleasure. They believe that those emblems give them tremendous power, especially when you see them and you don't understand. But they are all occult. They're all demonic. They all tie into the other dimension. And ladies and gentlemen, there is another dimension. And basically, there is a spirit world out there. We live in a material world, but there's a mystical world. We live in a subjective world, but there's a spiritual world. We live certainly in a tangible world, but there's an intangible world. We live in a visible world. There's an invisible world. I mean, this is what UFOs are all about. Nobody's going to tell you, oh, they're aliens from outer space. No, ladies and gentlemen, the government actually has divisions actually working with the other dimension. If you haven't read the book, The Men Who Look at Goats, well, actually, it was headed, this unit of the Special Services, Special Forces, headed by Major General Stubblebine. I actually held in my hand a spoon that it bent, you know, into a circle using these supernatural forces. They know what they're doing. They just don't want you to know. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. Please pray for Radio Liberty, our provision and our protection.
You're tuned to the Global Star Radio Network. Thanks for listening.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. Thank you for joining us. It is 2 November already, 2010. And we thank you for being here present at the Power Hour. We're going to be learning a lot of things today, most of which is not on television, as if we care. Well, we do. We care about our world, but can't control what they're going to do with the voting machines. They want you to think it's blue versus red, Dems versus Republicans, and it is so far from that. Can you believe $3.5 billion has been spent on this election? Cumulatively, $3.5 billion spent on the posturing and the dancing game that's gone on for the last couple of years. What could that money have accomplished? You think we could have paid off a few foreclosures for people? Do you think the money could have gone somewhere where it really, really counts instead of all of these corporations giving money to make it look like they support that candidate? And then giving money to the other candidate to make it look like they support that candidate also. I just want to remind you, $3.5 billion. Well, that's no big deal because the president's going to be going overseas on a trip, and he's taking 40 aircraft. 40 aircraft. With all of his team with him. Think how much money that cost. But you see, money is no issue to the elite. They can just break the backs of us, the working people. That's the idea. Use them and make them think that that's their job to support 40 aircraft going around the world to make an impression. Well, these are the kinds of things that make the outrage that the Power Hour listeners are accustomed to hearing and have had it. And that's why we are combining all of our outrages and saying, the game is over. Now, if you're watching television, there's like 100 major races they want you to focus on. You see, it's watch the bouncing ball or watch all the plates in the air. Focus on this, focus on this, focus on this. When they do control the machines. We're going to talk about that as well as the two-party system, which is really one party. Big corporate government subdivided into subdivided into Republicrats and Demopublicans, making you think it's Republicans and Democrats, and making you even further think that you have a voice. And I ask this question again. Is there any way that you can believe that with all the diversion of social issues, economic issues, financial, anything, political, that we can be divided into two trains of thought? I mean, how do we let ourselves get into this position where there's only really two main trains of thought in the whole country? Well, I have a website for you. I want you to check it out. The High Readiness Brigade, Standby High Readiness Brigade of the UN. A lot of you have been saying to me, why do you talk about